Test 4. Listening Part 3. Exam Practice. You will hear a head teacher telling his students about a school short story competition. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for Part 3, and you will also have 2 minutes to check your answers at the end of this part. Now we are ready to start. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, school. I would like to start this morning by giving you all some information about a short story competition. It is open to pupils from all classes, and I hope a lot of you will decide to take part. You must call your story Winter, but you can deal with the topic in any way that you like. Last year, we also had a similar competition, and the title then was Spring. We had some very interesting and original entries. It is important that your stories are not too long. A maximum of 500 words, please. That's longer than last year's, which was a maximum of 350 words. We won't read any stories that go above the limit. Now, I must tell you about dates. It's the 1st of April now, and we would like your stories by the end of this month. We then promise to read all the entries and give you the results before the end of May. You can give your story in as soon as you have finished it. Don't leave them in the classroom, but hand them into the office. When we have all the stories, we'll make copies for the people who will read them. 3 judges will read your stories. The chief judge will be Anna Quartin. She has written a lot of short stories and novels for teenagers. If you want to find out more about her on the internet, you spell her name Quartin. Finally, the prizes. There will be a winner from each age group, and each winner will receive tickets for this summer's music festival. Last year's winners won tickets to the theatre and had a wonderful evening at the musical Cats.
Now listen again.
Good morning, school. I would like to start this morning by giving you all some information about a short story competition. It is open to pupils from all classes, and I hope a lot of you will decide to take part. You must call your story Winter, but you can deal with the topic in any way that you like. Last year, we also had a similar competition, and the title then was Spring. We had some very interesting and original entries. It is important that your stories are not too long. A maximum of 500 words, please. That's longer than last year's, which was a maximum of 350 words. We won't read any stories that go above the limit. Now, I must tell you about dates. It's the 1st of April now, and we would like your stories by the end of this month. We then promise to read all the entries and give you the results before the end of May. You can give your story in as soon as you have finished it. Don't leave them in the classroom, but hand them into the office. When we have all the stories, we'll make copies for the people who will read them. 3 judges will read your stories. The chief judge will be Anna Quartin. She has written a lot of short stories and novels for teenagers. If you want to find out more about her on the internet, you spell her name Quartin. Finally, the prizes. There will be a winner from each age group, and each winner will receive tickets for this summer's music festival. Last year's winners won tickets to the theatre and had a wonderful evening at the musical Cats.
You now have 2 minutes to check all your answers. That is the end of part 3.